This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it really means to be courageous. Courage can be defined as being frightened to death to act, yet still taking action. A courageous person weighs the consequences, calculates all that they might stand to lose, yet they still choose to act. I think Nathan had this type of courage when he chose to confront the very popular and beloved King David about his actions. David was someone who Nathan loved and respected, so he was certainly in David's corner. But when David sinned greatly, Nathan took the courageous act of calling him on it. David had slept with another man's wife, conceived a child with her, and then had the man killed. David's actions crossed so many lines, and he was so far gone that Nathan knew the most effective recourse would be to confront David, and so he did. In the end, David responded with humility and acknowledged his wrongdoing, but Nathan didn't know this beforehand. Nathan was willing to put years of friendship and his place in society on the line to do what was right. So it's easy to say that we all have that type of courage, but sometimes you never know until you are tested or put in a situation where you have to choose. I think the measure of one's courage is determined by whether we choose to put our faith in man or put our faith in God. So are you facing a situation where you need to demonstrate more courage? If so, remember these words. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce the Blessings YouTube channel. So today, be courageous.